Good morning. First of all, I'd like to thank especially Dudi Iskovitz for all the work that he put in. One thinks it's so simple, you invite somebody and he comes and gives a share. It's not like that. He must have made at least a dozen telephones to me. He wanted a picture and he wanted this and he wanted that. But Baruch Hashem, together with Mr. Rapson and Mr. Iskovitz, they put a lot of effort and work into these shiurim, so let's see if it will be worth the while. Now, I said I would speak about kidneys, and I was told that the shiur was a little out of date. It should have been 2 weeks ago, but it's always good. Now, we all know that there's a difference between Sfadir and Ashkenazir. People say Sfadim eat kidneys and Ashkenazim don't. Why is this? We all have the same traditions, the same Torah, the same Shulchan Aruch. Why is there a difference? In order to demonstrate this, I thought I would use one of the tutors of Harav Avadia Yosef. He has, of course, several volumes of Shalas and Tshuvos called Yabia Omer. Those are the actual shilas that he had where he composed tshuvas. There is another set of five volumes called Yechavedas. These are not questions that he received, but where he had Divrei Torah, which he wanted to present in the form of a question and answer. And he asked the question, Ma hadin v'nogel la'orez v'kitniyos v'pesach? What is the din with orez, vice, and kitniyos, beans, pods, on Pesach? And if there's at least a heter to give them to children to eat who are not yet bar mitzvah? I actually had this shayla lemaase with a grandson of mine who happens to be Ashkenazi. His name is Horowitz, and he has a child of a year old, and he's intolerant to milk. He finds that it upsets him, and he's put on soya milk. So soya milk, of course, is kidneys. So the question was, I mean, in my house I have no problem with it, but whether he could have it or not, there was a heter given, and we'll see why. Now, if you look in the Gemara, this is Rav Avadia writes, Nechlitu Rav Yochanan ben Nuri v'chachomim bedin ha'oyres. There's a machlokes in the Gemara in Psochim whether between Rav Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachomim as to the status of rice. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri omer oyres min dogonhu v'chayotim al chimutzei kones. Very simple. Rice is considered like one of the five grains and it becomes chometz, and you get kores if you will eat it. The Chachamim omrim she'en ha'orez volidei chimutz. The Chachamim say no, that orez does not become chometz. It's not one of the five types of grain. V'chein sotam Rabbeinu HaKodesh b'Mishnah. And that the Rabbeinu HaKodesh of Bishudo in the Mishnah is so same like Chachamim that orez is not machmetz. Even more so, the Mishnah in Psochim in Suf Yud Daled talking about Leil HaSeder, and he says Heveyu l'fano matzah v'chazeres v'chavoses v'shnei tafshili. This is the things that they put on the kara, the matzah, the chazeres, the moro, the chavoses, and the shnei tafshili. We'll talk about the shnei tafshili. We use zroa and a beitza for the shnei tafshili. But the Gemara asks, what is the shnei tafshili? Omar of Yosef, shnei Mine basa. There are two types of basa. Echad zeche le Pesach, and echad zeche le Chagiga. One to remember the Korban Pesach, and the other to remember the Chagiga. Rav Huna Omar afilu silka va'aruza. Rav Huna says that you don't need two types of meat. You can use spinach and aruza, orez, rice. So we see that Rav Huna is quite clear in the Gemara that we do not paskin with Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, and one can eat rice on Pesach. The Gemara says that Vava Hayamach is Tomid Altadin Vaira, Soil Vyotva Mitiv Shavavuna. Vava, the famous Amoira, would always take for Vishnei Tapshilin, Silka Vaharusa, Vice, and Spinach. Omar Rav Ashi, Vidivra Ravuna, Lamadu Shein Lochus Klal. So from we see from Ravuna that the Amoiraim also didn't pay any attention at all to the Yochanan ben Nuri, and the fact that some people do not eat rice on Pesach is nothing to do with the Yochanan ben Nuri, because we don't hold that it's one of the five grains and there's no choice, and Tashkent like that, the Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam Shemidivrei Hagmara Lamadnu Shemuta Levashel Oyrez V'Pesach L'Chatchilo. So we see that you can cook Vice lechatchila on Pesach, ve'ein boi kol chashash isur. There's no isur at all in the eating of rice. Ve'sheloi k'divrei ha'omer she'af al pi she'ein ba'oyres din chomet gomor. Even though we agree that it's not din, not chomet gomor, and there's no kores on it, mikol makom nikra chomet noiksha. That is the day of some Rishonim, that it's a Chomet Noiksha, but it seems quite clear that that is not the case. Shem Kain, Heya Choya Muta La'afes Mimenu Tafsha. If it's a Chomet Noiksha, how would Rav Huna allow to make one of the Shnei Tafshilin, the two things that are Zecher L'Korban Pesach and Zecher L'Korban Chagiga, out of Oiret? וכן כותב המאירי, ומאירי also writes that, וכן כותב בשוף הריבש, שכל מיני קטניות ואוירז, that all types of beans and rice, ודוכן and millet, מותר לבשלם לחתחילה, you can cook them, and you can לאויכלם בפסח, it's מותר to eat them on Pesach. ואין בהם איסור אפילו מדרבנו. They have no isur at all. It's not chomitz noiksha. It's not chomitz gomor. It's 100% mutar. V'shekvar poshat haminhog v'vashel v'pesach ha'oiret v'adoichen. The minhog is to cook rice and millet and kidneys and pesach and to eat them. However, the tur in Oiret Chaim writes, yesh oifrim lechol oiret. He says there is an opinion that forbids the eating of all sorts of beans to cook them on Pesach. Lefi sheminei chitim mu'uravim bohem. Not because the kidneys themselves are osur or chametz, but because if you buy a sack of rice, they are different kinds of wheat grains or barley grains get mixed up with the kidneys, and therefore there's a chashash of having eaten chomets. Not because the oiras is also, the oiras is quite mutter, as we see from the Gemara that says you can use it for Shnei Tafshilin, but because it is mixed up, in the actual nature the grains tend to mingle together and there will be chomet grains mixed up with the other ones, so therefore we don't use the kidneys altogether. Yeah, and he says the Torah is chumra yaseirahi. He says it's a chumra which is more than necessary. And the minhag is to eat oiras and kidneys. Mechosav al zeh Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef writes, Shegam Rabbeinu Yerucham Kosav, Sheosam Shenohagu Shelo Leachol Oiras Umine Kidneys Vushalim Pesach, Minhag Shtut goes even further and says if you don't eat rice and beans on Pesach, it's stupid. Zulasim oisim kain lahachmir al atzma. V'lo yadati loma. But he says if they do it as a chumra, and they know it's not a din, it's muta, but they want to be machmir, they're allowed to be machmir, but he doesn't know why they want to be machmir. Ubahagot Maimon Ikotam B'Shem Hasnak, in the Sefer Mitzvah, in the name of the Sefer Mitzvah Kotam, she is noagim Yisur, there is a custom not to eat kidneyos, to go in pulim, beans, va'adoshim, and lentils. Avol Rabbeinu Yechiel, v'shar gdolim, hoyu noagim v'hem heter, v'koshem ma'oid lachatir. He says, even though Rabbeinu Yechiel was matir, it's difficult to be matir, kivan she'acherim nohagu v'hem isur, since some people said we mustn't eat them. And why? V'nira she'tam ha'noagim isur, eino mishim chumet. They said that the reason isn't that they become chomets, so that we proved already that the Gemara says there's no such a thing as Rav Yochanan ben Nuri was not accepted. Not that they become chomets. They Every child knows that the only grains that become chomets, that is, they mix with water and they swell and they become chomets, it's only the five types of grain, and nothing else becomes chomets. So why are kidneys also? And he doesn't use the reasoning of the tour. The tour says that the grains of wheat or barley get mixed up with the other grains, but he says, Ella Mishum Shehadogon Masek Deva, Vahakitniyos Masek Deva. He says, the dogon, the wheat flour, barley flour, he calls it Masek Deva, and the flour of kidneys, of peas and beans and rice, are also Masek Deva, the gozvu, the kidneys, Mishum Dogon. So since there were different types of flour, there was wheat flour, there was barley flour, there was rice flour, there were all different types of flour. They made a gzeira from one type of flour onto another type of flour. So they made a gzeira not to eat kidneys because they would become mixed up. In Eastern Europe, there was a shortage of wheat. So they used to add to the flour. They would make bread with flour, with wheat flour, but they would add pea flour, bean flour, rice flour. Had they had potatoes in that time in Europe, as when they made the gzera of kidneys, undoubtedly potato flour would also have been offered. But the potatoes didn't exist in Europe at that time, so there was no potato flour to get mixed up as a bread substitute, as a flour substitute. So since they are both Masek Deira, and they become to be confused one with the other, they made a Deira not to eat from the flour of kidneys, not to eat kidneys at all, because they will become confused with actual doga. Yeah? The gam yesh mikoymos, he goes on to say, she oisim tas mikitnias, they actually make the bread. And I used to live in New York in a Hungarian neighborhood, and there was a baker there who baked speciality European bread, and he had potato bread, we'll forget about that one, but they had all different types of bread made from flour substitutes. And they would easily mix up the rice and the other flours with the actual flour of kemah, of wheat. And he brings the reason that the Torah gave, that also that with these other grains you actually have wheat and barley can get mixed up with them. The EFSL, the Baruch Ram Yafe, you can't sort them out well. That's what the Modche writes as well. The Siyem Morana Beis Yosef, the Leis Dechos Lidvorim Eila, the Beis Yosef writes there on the tour, nobody pays any attention to not to eat kidneys, Zulosi Ha Ashkenazi, with the exception of the Ashkenazi, the people that come from Europe, Western Europe, Eastern Europe. they don't eat kidneys. V'chein posak maran v'shulchan aruch. V'shulchan aruch, it says quite clearly in Seif Tufnal Taf Nun Yimel, Oyrez v'sh'al min ha'kidneyos einam boim lidei chimut. The vice and the other types of kidneyos, they don't become chomets. U'mutal la'asas mehem tafshil, and you can cook them, you can use them on Pesach, so the Mechaber says. And on this, because of al zeh ha'vamor, v'yesh o'yisrim v'chein ha'minhag v'ashkenaz v'achmir v'ein l'shamis. So we see here a direct divergence of opinion between the Mechaber and the Ramon. The Mechaber says Megman, you can eat vice, you can eat kidneys, and the Ramon says the minhag is not to eat them and not to use them, and one should not deviate from that. However, even having said this, even having said that the Mechaber says it's mutar, the Chidor, Achroin, Sheba Achroinim, one of the great rabbonim of the Sfaradim, the Chidor, 150-200 years ago, he writes, he says, the Chidor writes, we don't eat rice. מפני שהיומת את לאחר שבירו האורס כמה פעמים, even after having sieved and gone through the rice to make sure there was no other grain mixed up in it, yeah, שוב נמצאת אחר כך חיטה בתפשיל.
The Chidor
is right.
He
writes that they cooked rice and they found mixed up in the rice some barley, some wheat. So now we see that the Asfadim who don't eat kidneys as well. The Chidor writes not. In Baghdad, where my family came from, there were two minhagim. Some ate kidneys and rice, and others did not. My grandmother's family did not eat kidneys. My grandfather's family did. So on Yom Tov, when the family visited one another, they wouldn't eat anything in the house except an orange which had a peel on it. They didn't have bananas, so they had they wouldn't eat because they didn't eat rice on Pesach. Okay, so we see already the Chidor says not to eat rice on Pesach. When we call Makom Ein Nagim Lihimana, it says nevertheless they still eat kidneys, but not rice. They're making now a differentiation. The Chidor writes that kidneys they would eat, but rice they wouldn't, because the rice is mixed up with other grains. V'chein kosav ha'prichodosh, and he sees in Chikrei Lev and in Rav Pa'olim that the Ben Ishchai, they all say the same thing. The Rav Pa'olim actually has a very interesting shaila. He says that somebody, I said there were two minhagim in Baghdad, some did eat and some did not eat. So if somebody does not eat rice on Pesach, can he cook rice on Yom Tov for somebody that does eat rice on Pesach? Because for him, if he doesn't eat it, it's not melechet reichel nefesh. But we won't go into that now. But if asking lahachmer, he says they shouldn't. Now, we'll come to something very interesting. The Yavat. Of Yaakov Emdin. Meid Ani, he writes the following. Al Ova Mori, he says that he's giving edus that his father, that was the Chacham Tzvi, who was the rabbi here in London for a short time, he left after a year. And they asked him why he was leaving. And he said, because this is the first Shaila that anybody asked me. So he says that the Chacham Tzvi writes, Kama Tzor Nitzayer Oysed Tzadik Al Minhag HaAshkenazim. He was very upset of the Minhag of the Ashkenazim, Lihimona Me'achilas Oyres V'Kitniyot V'Tetzach. as he used to say, Yasser Chayli, I'm at the strength. I'm going to put an end to this terrible minhag of not eating kidneys. He says that there's a chumrah, it doesn't apply today, but it did in his time. The chumrah of not eating kidneys causes a kula. He says a terrible breakdown is caused by it. People can eat, because they don't eat kidneys, they get tripped up and will eat chometz gomer on Pesach. Since they don't have rice and other types of beans and peas to eat to fill themselves up, they have to bake lots and lots and lots of matzah. They didn't have machine matters. Ve'ein nizhorim ve'isa kedach v'kehalacha. So since they have to bake so many matzahs, they're not so careful in how they bake them. Ve'od shenim noyim nisim chas yontav mitzir, and it causes, since they don't have food to eat. They didn't have potatoes, yeah? So they don't have anything to eat on yontav. So it causes Simchas Yomtov is a mitzvah, the raisa, and they're not able to have Simchas Yomtov because they're hungry the whole Yomtov. They have nothing to eat. Misibas chum razu she'ein lo ta'am v'lo yireich. He says there's no reason to ask the kidneys. He says it's a chumra yiseira. Va'ashvei she'yeichas tzadik darkei v'nifet chumras elu el hasela. He said a person should take these chumras and break them and destroy them. And the Yam Shel Shlomo also says, She'achar she'nach nistam ha-Talmud. Once the Talmud was closed, and we proved from the Talmud that Rav Yochanan ben Nuri is not halacha, and that Oyrez and Kitniyos are mutar. So Poshut she'en lin ha-chumra neged ha-halacha. There's no need to make a chumra that is not mentioned in the Talmud. Ela imkein al yedei sivak takolo shebo li yodo v'tziruf she'motzono Rishonim gam ken ichviru al atzmam, except we see that the Rishonim were machmir not to. Okay, so we see that it is the Chacham Tzvi comes out very clearly that one should not have this minhag of not eating kidneys on Pesach. However, that is for who? That is for the Sfarim. The Ashkenazim, the Ramah says quite clearly that they're not, that one does not eat kidneys and one doesn't eat rice on Pesach. And Rav Avadia writes, Lachain ein la'achenu ha'ashkenazim d'shanois mimin hogom she'nohagu la'achmir. The Ashkenazim have no right to change their minhag and to eat kidneys. The minhag that they had not to eat rice and not to eat kidneys, which is the minhag we covered, and not the himona mi'achilas oiz the kidneys of Pesach, that their custom is not to eat these things on Pesach, and they mustn't do so. The nara, upaste, each medina has their own halachas, and the Ashkenazim certainly do not eat kidneys on Pesach. As far as the Sfaradim go, I said that there were two customs, but for the Sfaradim it is definitely a chumra and not necessarily halacha. You have to know that it's not halacha that you can't eat kidneys, but if you want to be machmir and Pesach, there's always room for chumras. Now, even for the Ashkenazim who eat kidneys and Pesach, yeah, who don't eat kidneys, are they allowed to go into a house where they do eat kidneys? Are they allowed to use the kalim? So what will be the din? Yeah, or can they give their children? You know, there's a din that you mustn't give children, who, even though they're not mechuyavim the mitzvot, you mustn't give them to eat isur. Lamadnu from emor alakhanim, emor v'amarto lahavhir gdolim alakhanim, that we have to the gdolim have to teach the ktanim. She also lahatil hatidaitos dover isur. You can't give children, even though they're not mechuyavim, and if they eat, they don't do not transgress anything, but you cannot give them anything that is awesome. Now, does this also apply? Nechleku havishonim, hadin hazenoyhe gam b'machal ha'osim midinoy sosim. Does it apply to food that is awesome only midarabono? The Rambam writes, she'afilu dover ha'osim midinoy sosim, osim lahachim v'yodayim satidoyim. And I told you this was a practical application with the soya milk for my grandson. Now, Rashba Betshuva, Sovet Yisud Rabbonon, Rashba is Mechulot, and he says that the Yisud Rabbonon, Mutal Lahach in the Tinoik in Kangir. And that's the Das Havan. Lachain Das Rabbein Yishaya Mitrani. And the Shulchan Oroch, Posak Le'esar Kedivrei HaRambam. The Shulchan Oroch goes with the Rambam. Ela dover she'en isur afilu midivrei seferim, ela rak mikoyach haminhog, together with the siyag. But now, something which doesn't have an isur midivrei seferim, like rice on Pesach, and kidneys on Pesach, it says it's not an isur midivrei seferim, but it's a minhog, and a geder, it's a chumra, it's a gveira, because of the mixing up of the grains, and he said that wouldn't apply. I feel it says no difference with the first thing, there's going over to kidney yos. Nearly say, Mokom Lerso Lahadika, Lahafila Litinokos, Jelali Gir Lamitros. There's no issue. You can give it to a child, even though the child, only because the child is not yet Bar Mitzvah, so you can feed soya milk to a child without any problem. Yeah? And even he says she asked the Masikot of Havamor she ain't leechol peiros yveishim bePesach she yesh lochu shema nohagu oisam nofnu oisam liyapsham betanu she offer by chometz, because there's a chashash that they put the dried fruit in the oven that have chometz in it. We call mokom lecholadeus ruim hem liktanim. You can give this dried fruit to a cotton. Kivan she menhogam zehu rak chumro ba'alma. Okay, so we see quite clearly that the issur of kidneys does not apply to feeding them to a child, and one may do so even Ashkenazim, and this is the one difference between Hilchos Pesach between Sfardim and Ashkenazim. The other one, which is a different seal, which I had the shayla on yesterday, is matzah ashira. Matzah ashira is flour baked not with water but with meperos. That's a different discussion altogether, and maybe we'll talk about it another time. I think it is now 9 o'clock on the clock. After all of you.